Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, August 30th edition of the program. So much to discuss today, my friends. A guy who falsely claimed Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation said that the FBI verified the Steele dossier and also just in general was part of the Russia collusion delusion. He has been given a great intel assignment under Biden. I'll tell you what that is and what's going on here. Plus, Novak Djokovic can't play in the U.S. Open, but illegals, millions of them, can come across the border, vaccinated and unvaccinated. Who cares? Does the White House have an answer about that? No, they do not. Plus, Senate GOP candidate Blake Master says diversity at the Federal Reserve is not the only thing that people should care about when it comes to the Federal Reserve. And the libs freak out, which is not a surprise. Plus, Biden also defends the semi-fascism comment. We will make sense of all this in just a second. There's no sign of identity theft slowing down. And why should it? More than $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year alone. To cyber criminals, it's a success story. To the rest of us, it's a wake-up call. Your personal info is in more places now than ever, and that exposure can make it dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will be dedicated to your case and work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/BUCK for 25% off your first year. So let's start with because this really goes to something that I talk about a lot, which is that the deep state and the Democrat apparatus protects and even elevates its people, especially when they do underhanded things in furtherance of the commie mission, right? So when they try to destroy a presidency, even if they were unethical, I mean, look at James Comey. James Comey certainly broke FBI ethics. A lot of people argued he broke the law. And now this guy who was ex-CIA chief of staff is on the Intel Advisory Board. Jeremy Bash is this guy's name. And he has now been tapped for Jeremy Bash, former CIA chief of staff. He's on the advisory board. He's a Russia collusion truther. He's a Hunter Biden laptop is disinformation guy. He's one of those. So is he a moron or is he an insidious political operative who doesn't care how often he's wrong because the lying is the point? The whole reason is the lie. The lie is not an accident. The lie is not a, oh, but if only we had known. No, no. It was to give a certain perception to the public to bring about a certain outcome. That's the whole point of it. So he did his duty for the left. He just undermined the country, ethics, truth, and justice in the process. And I think it's important, friends, to understand how they play the game, why they're able to get away with this stuff. Why are they able to have people essentially incinerate their careers and their credibility? Well, it's because they are doing a service for the left in the process, and they take care of them. On the right, if you take a difficult stand, you're left out, hung out to dry. But on the left, if you are a good soldier for the evil forces of commie lunacy, you will end up with book deals, board seats. They take care of their people. Because, see, this is the advantage of seizing control of the institutions and the power and the prestige and the money that they bring. You can dole that out to your side. We sit around saying, oh, but, maybe we should just create a neutral space. And they sit around saying, our soldiers, so to speak, not actual soldiers, but ideological knife fighters, we make sure that they're taken care of. We make sure they can get that house in Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard or East Hampton or wherever. That's what we do on the left. On the right, it's, go get a job. Go start a business now that your life and your career are ruined. Appreciate you standing up for the country, though. This is why we lose, folks. This is why we lose. Now let's talk about winning, because I am not tired of winning. Oh, wait, neither is Novak Djokovic, but he's not showing up at the U.S. Open because he can't, because of the Biden administration not allowing the best tennis player right now in the world. I mean, there's Nadal as well, and Federer is kind of at the end of his career. The best tennis player in the world can't play in the second biggest tournament, really, in the world. Some people would say Wimbledon's first, then the U.S. Open. And Peter Doocy asks, why? I mean, this is so stupid at this point. The vaccines are a joke unless you don't read and pay attention and can't deal with reality. Here's the answer he got.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
Are you talking about which world-class tennis player?
Novak Djokovic.
So as far, since you asked me about him, so visa records are confidential under U.S. law. Therefore, the U.S. government cannot discuss the details of individual visa cases. Due to privacy reasons, the U.S. government also does not comment on medical information of individual travelers as it relates to the tennis player. Look, questions regarding vaccination requirements, I defer you to CDC.
I mean, it really is like every time she's up at the podium, you're hearing from the associate professor of gender studies at a third tier college. Like there's nothing really going. It's just blather. Nothing really makes any sense. There's just, there's complexity and there's things and the stuff. And we want an answer. Why can't a person come into America now, regardless of vaccinated status, legally, but there are millions coming into the country illegally and the Biden administration does not care about their vaccination status? Why? It's a policy question. It's not it's a privacy issue. It's such a dodge. It's so obvious. But then this was even more amazing. She says there's a plan to deal with the surge of illegal migrants?
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on, right? This is going to take a process. We are fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration.
Blame shifting, lying about a plan. Let me tell you what the plan is. The plan is to allow the illegal tidal wave to continue in unfettered into this country, unobstructed, to let the wave of illegal immigration come into the United States to the point where it is just the country is in a deluge of illegal immigrants, and then demand that we have amnesty. That's the plan. There is no other plan. Just understood. That is the only plan the Democrats have. Any Democrat who says otherwise in a position of power is lying to you. They're lying to you. That's their only plan. That's why they want the numbers as high as possible so they can legalize as many as possible and then give them the vote as fast as possible. That is the plan. As some Republicans point out, we should probably be having a talk in this country, given the trajectory of wages and where the economy is, about limiting legal immigration. This, you don't even hear about this anymore. You know, we should be looking at the legal immigration system as well. Are we just taking people into the country who are going to immediately contribute in the most powerful, impactful way? Or is it, this lottery system and chain migration? We should have a discussion about legal immigration as well. We're so far from that right now, though. Why aren't candidates pounding this issue? Republicans, wake up. Immigration, illegal, and yes, even legal immigration as a policy matter should be something that you are talking to the American people about. I mean, just look at, for example, what Hispanic Americans think about illegal immigration. They don't like it. Don't get scared of this issue because the lib media is running around saying, oh, any discussion about immigration is racist. No, every country in the world has immigration policies. We have to stop running scared from this issue. Okay, Japan, Norway, Guatemala, you know, Saudi Arabia, they all have immigration policies and they're allowed to. But we're just supposed to just be this like giant welfare state with open doors and the more the merrier. It's crazy what's going on. And then, of course, there's also the issue of, this is changing gears a little bit, but I mentioned candidates, what Blake Masters talked about, the issue of the affirmative action regime in this country. Remember, there's going to be a Supreme Court case hearing this issue this fall. We'll be deciding it next spring. Here is what Blake Masters, who is in a tight race and he is throwing punches till the end, and I like it.
Well, this tweet made people mad. Newsweek wrote, oh, Blake said that women and minorities are hurting the economy. Fake news. Look, I don't care if every single employee at the Fed is a black lesbian, as long as they're hired for their competence and not because of what they look like or who they sleep with. News for Joe Biden. We are done with this affirmative action regime. You know, I can't think of a single policy since the end of Jim Crow that's been worse or more divisive for race relations in this country. Race quotas are wrong. Gender quotas are wrong. They're unjust. They're illegal. But the Democrats are addicted to this kind of identity politics garbage. They just care about how you look, not whether you're the best qualified or whether you can do the best job.
It's true of the affirmative action regime. It is a racial preference system. We should speak honestly about this, openly about this as a country. And it's wrong. It should be abolished. It's being abused all the time. It's being used to create a racial hierarchy in this country, in hiring, in college admissions. We all see it. We're all very aware of it. And now that Asian Americans are being openly discriminated against, people are realizing, hold on a second, it is a racial hierarchy, and it elevates some at the expense of others based on skin color, and that is wrong. It is unethical. It is unjustifiable. So I like that Blake Masters is taking on this issue. And then there's, you know, actually, I got to do a Gutfeld show last night with Molly Hemingway, who is so great. And, you know, even my mom is a Molly Hemingway fan. Molly said this about Biden's semi-fascism comments. I wanted to bring this in. which were just completely over the line. But remember, Biden's a uniter. They lied to you.
Joe Biden has been consistent. He's always had this underlying part of his personality that is basically just a jerk. He fights with people. He yells at them. We remember how he said that Republicans wanted to keep black people in chains when Mitt Romney was running for office. And the more that he experiences some of his own decline with his mental faculties, the more that just jerkiness comes out. This is more hateful than the worst thing that Donald Trump ever said. And it's being said about tens of millions of Republicans. Mm-hmm. He's trying to walk it back and say that it's only about Trump supporters. That's just another word for saying Republicans. Republicans support their previous presidents, including the most recent president, and this is just incredibly dangerous rhetoric that nobody who purports to lead a country should be saying against half the country.
Yep. The great uniter Biden. He's a jerk and an imbecile, and Democrats deep down know it, but they're reckless and ruthless, so they don't care. But it is true that Republicans need to go on offense on these issues. Stop trying to run out the clock, GOP candidates. Get out there. Tell voters. Tell voters that this White House, the Biden White House, this isn't just a few candidates or a few Democrats here and there, wants gender transition surgery for 12-year-olds to be considered normal and fine, and schools to hide that from parents. Think about this. I mean, some of the issues that are on the table right now, and then you add that to the weak economy and everything else. It's just crazy. Got to leave it there. Make sure you check out the Clay and Buck radio show. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.